All right. You shout unto the Lord. That's appropriate. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Thank you guys for leading us in worship through the power of the Holy Spirit. I thank you all for being here. Guys, I love you guys, man. You guys are getting this. I want to thank you for your emails, your communications. I think Elizabeth even got a Facebook notification or whatever all that stuff is. Y'all are getting this. Hallelujah. All right. I'm preaching to men today. I'm preaching to fathers today. I'm preaching to husbands today. And so I'm preaching into the pong brain today. So we will be short, but powerful. Got it? Short, but what? Powerful. So I'm just going to ask you guys, now listen, some of y'all, I want to get an order. I want you to know that you cannot be a blessing until you have been blessed. Amen. See what I'm saying? Somebody feeling me right now? You cannot be a blessing till you get blessed. Now, I started this service out. I started this series out, and I told you that I had been really crazy, and I crossed the battery cables, remember? All right, now, that's one scenario. Now, guess what another scenario is? A lot of you men, you great men, you good men, you do some good things. Your cables ain't even hooked up. It's not that they're crossed. They're not hooked up. You're not in the blessing zone because you won't receive the grace of God in your life. You won't receive the grace of God in your life. Now, fathers, listen. You can't be a godly father without Jesus Christ. You can't do the things of God without who? Jesus. So the first order is I got to give my life to Christ. All the blood of Jesus changes everything in a situation. Everything in a situation. Guess what? I preach to you today because of the blood of Jesus. Pastor Dwayne, people get wore out with me. I got my colleagues get wore out with me. They say, Ayers, all you talk about is cross and resurrection. Every Sunday, you preach cross and resurrection. I said, that's the message. There's not an advanced copy. But Pastor Corey, there's not an advanced copy. All right? Maturity is not, you know, the seven disciples' names backwards and the other five forwards. That doesn't mean you're mature. That just means you're cute. Might mean you something else. Smarty, you know what? Pants is what I was thinking. I don't know what y'all are thinking. Our job is to follow Christ and first of all, be connected to the power of his blood. Now think about this. Father, if you're in Jesus Christ, I want to give you some things you are. You are fully forgiven. Hallelujah. If you're a father who's received Jesus Christ, you're fully forgiven. Guess what? You're capable now of giving a great vision to your children because your destination's heaven. Don't forget that. Man, we up here and we start moving and singing and jiving and swaying, man. One of the reasons we're doing that, we're going to sing in heaven. Even those of us that don't have good voices are going to sing in heaven. And we're going, well, guess what? We'll no longer make a joyful noise, but we'll be connected to the sound of heaven. That's going to be pretty cool. All right? But guess what? That's where we're headed. Third thing is this. Being a godly man allows what you give. Please don't miss this, young man, to your family to last forever. Now check this out. Everything I design, Andrew, you listen to me because we ain't long from landing time, all right? God's giving you a beautiful wife, and now he's going to give you a beautiful daughter. So you got two women to deal with. If you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you will find hell on earth. Because you remember, you got a pong brain, and now you're being double teamed. So what are you going to have? Who you got to have moving up in you in a relationship? Jesus. Now think about this. Jesus. How many of y'all realize you are filled with the Holy Spirit if you're genuinely saved? That's not optional. That's not optional material. It's not like you get saved and the batteries come later. You're either saved or you're not saved. You say, well, I know a lot of people that say they've been baptized. Baptized doesn't mean you're saved. You're saved. Baptism is the hallelujah, I've been saved. Makes sense? Well, God knows if you've been saved. God knows if it's for real. God plays no games. He knows who's his and he knows who's not. But he desires everybody to be connected. Pretty neat, isn't it? I want to give you your role as a father. First of all, children, guess what? God calls you to obey your parents. Now, children, if you want to give a great gift to your father and your mother, be obedient to the blessing they want to put in your life. Here's what's happened to me. I'm going to be honest. I wish I'd listened to more of what my father taught me. But I chose not to. When I was a young man, I left the house. I didn't listen to some of his sound principles. I didn't listen to some of his financial advice. And I am still paying a penalty to this day. To this day, I did not, at the moment, I'm not where I could have been if I'd been obedient to my father. Any of y'all in the same situation? If I'd have done what my daddy told me was best to do, I decided to show him I knew more. And guess what I found out? He was right. I was very fortunate in my house. Not everybody gets this privilege. I was very privileged. I grew up with a man of God as my father. And I grew up with a diligent father. And I grew up with a father that knew how to do everything I'm fixing to teach you all today. Okay, he had it going on. Now, here's what's interesting about my father. My father did not come from a privileged position. My father did not obtain things from people giving it to him. He grew up in a very little means where he started out, and he achieved through his whole life, and the government never gave him one dime to do it. Pretty amazing. So my daddy don't buy into you're poor. He buys into you're poor because you choose to be poor. Because he can walk you back and show you some real poverty. I ain't talking about a Cadillac and widescreen in a small house. I'm talking about sweeping dirt on the floor. And that's where you start. But it depends who you ask. It depends who you ask to help you where you end up. If you ask humanity to help you, they'll bring you to the point of where they want you to be. If you ask God to help you, he'll take you to absolute heaven to what you can be. So a human has to decide whose principles I will function under. Under the law of man or under the grace of God. I want to be a father that delivers the grace of God into my family. So fathers, let me give you your principal position. Blesser. You are to bless your family. You are a blesser. So as dads, we should be in the process of doing what at all times? Blessing. Just kind of look at, if you see a father around, go, you're supposed to be a blessing. Go ahead and tell him that. Leonard, you're supposed to be a blessing to your children. Make sense? If you got children, Brian, what's your job? Blessing. So think about it, man. All you young ladies out here, if you go out on a date with a blessing, do you like that better than if you go out on a date with a curse? Amen. All right, come on. Now, Sharon, you listen to me. I don't want you hooked up with a curse. You got me, girl. I want you to be a part of a what? Blessing. A man cannot be a blessing if he has not been blessed. The only place you can be ultimately blessed is receiving the grace of Jesus Christ in your life. Am I telling the truth? Yes. Now, check us out. If not, Chuck, the best you and I got's an idea. Or if you're out in the country, an idea. Y'all ever heard that? When I first started pastoring church, this guy came to me and he said he had an idea. I said, who is it? He said, Pastor, I got an idea. I said, you got an idea? What? He said, an idea. And he goes, an idea. And finally, I said, what is an idea? And finally, some guy gave me an interpretation of the tongue. And he goes, Pastor, in English, that's called an ideal. I said, oh, an ideal. A thought, a process. Yeah, an idea. So I want you to think about this. Are you going to be a blessing? Now, husbands, what have we already learned? If we're going to be a husband, who are we supposed to bless first? Go on, y'all got to feed this stuff back to me, man. I'm going to be hard. Listen, 8 o'clock service, some of them are done. If they ain't get it by now, they dead shortly anyway, okay? They don't got much time. I mean, I'm just giving y'all facts. 9:30, they're kind of midway through the deal. Y'all are starting to ride. Let's get it right, young people, amen? This is an exciting service to me now because I'm an old man, and guess what I get to do as your pastor? I get to speak God's blessing into your life. And then guess what? I want to see the seeds of that blessing begin to take root and watch these children raised up in such a way, David, you're doing the same thing because you're an old man with me. All right? But guess what we're going to be? We're going to be old men on the move, baby. And we're going to make sure that the next generation has a church that is full of blessing, God's order, God's power in the Holy Spirit, and will stop at nothing to arrive at God's destination. Amen. All right? Now you need to get that, watch this. Get that same groove in your fatherhood. Now, some of you dads may go, man, I blew it as a father. Okay, don't blow it as a grandfather. Make peace with your children. There's three things I want to tell you today you got to get a hold of. First of all, you got to get in the role of being the blesser. So is that really a... Mm-hmm. Yeah. Watch this. Remember Jacob, Esau? Yes. What did they want? Remember what they got? Yeah, I mean, they fussed. See, now some of y'all need to go to Bible study because I go... Jacob and Esau, and y'all think that's a new show on TV. And it's actually the Word of God showing you what people have quested forever. Jacob and Esau, twins, but they were different. Jacob was kind of your camo-wearing type brother. Esau was your camo-wearing type brother. And Jacob, he's slick. He just slick. He kind of stayed around the house. He's close to mama. But Esau was definitely pawn. And, you know, boom, boom, it's all brain, one, two. Hunt, kill, fish. Well, Jacob, he's slick. But they both wanted their father's blessing. And what happens is Jacob gyps Esau out of the blessing. Because Esau made a stupid decision. But you know what? God wants to bless all of us. But fathers, let me tell you what. Bless your children. They got to be blessed by you. Does that make sense? Watch this. A man's role is to give blessing. Started in the First Testament. First place. Here, I'll just use my life. I'm supposed to bless Elizabeth because she's my what? If I like her that day or don't like her that day, what's still my role, Klein? To bless her. That's our job. John, you got blessed what? You got blessed Debbie, whether she's singing a high tune or the blues. Your job is still what? Bless her. And then God gave you these two wonderful boys, and now you got to what? Bless them. Let me give you three places of blessing for daddy, all right? And then we're going to have an invitation. Some of you daddies are going to get saved so you can be a blessing. Some of you daddies are going to step up and get baptized so your children got an obedient father. Larry, think about this. Right now, you're trying to work in some marriages where we got men who are being disobedient, expecting everybody else to be obedient. Do you ever think about that? If you won't do the first things God's asked you to do, then why do you expect other people to follow you? What's the first thing God asks you to do as a man after you receive Christ? Get baptized, because it's an act of what? Obedience. It's to get you in practice. Amen? So when God says, love your wife, we don't ask God to do things. Well, God, she doesn't make me feel good. I made you her husband to what? Bless her. How many of y'all think God still comes through for us when God doesn't? How many of y'all glad we don't have a God of feelings? We'd have been blasted off this place a long time ago if God acted like us, would you? But God says, in spite of how I feel, I'm going to be who I am. Now I'm going to man you up in the name of Jesus. Luke, you listening to me? You got how many women to be in charge of right now and bless? Two. Now, any of you men trying to raise a daughter without Jesus, you a fool. Because watch this. Here's what you know. She can outthink you at three. Now, where's that put you at 13? In a hole. But now if you connect with Jesus, guess what? You on top of the situation. Because Jesus knows where she needs to be. All right, Daddy. First thing, happy Father's Day. Be a blessing by being there. It's the greatest thing you can do as a daddy. Be there. Be there. Y'all go ahead and clap for that. That's a good thing. If your daddy wasn't there, ticked you off. Be there. Watch this. I coach a lot of fine young men that played a game of football, never seen their daddy. Their daddy's never seen them play. Sad. Hurts me. Thank y'all for being there. I've seen a lot of you be there and be there even in difficult circumstances. Who's that sound like? Who's that sound like? God, now when y'all get blessed with children, guess what you got to do? You got to be there. Klein, you can't be doing this. Well, we got guitar practice when, you know, Klein Jr. is in a karate tournament. By then, you should not have to practice as much. And you're going to have to stand there, and you may know nothing about karate, but guess what? You're going to bless his life. Because let me tell you something. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. How many of y'all remember when you played little peewee ball and you first started out? Who you look for? Your daddy. Now, if you make it pro, you say hi to your mama. But when you're in peewee, who do you look for? Come on, you know I'm telling the truth. First hit. What do they do? Peewee ball player, first hit. I don't care how hard you coach him. Every one of us will do it. First, Jack Blaha, you did it. I saw it live on your big head. Because I remember when you was a little peewee player. You had the same size head you do now when you're 7 years old. Jack got up there. Pitcher had a lot to aim at. Jack gets up there. And Jack could hit. Jack had a hit. He levels that bat out. He hits that ball. There it goes. It's sailing. Is Jack running to first base? No. Jack has jacked one out of the ballpark. He turns around. You know what he's looking for? Tom, his daddy. You don't have to look for Tom. If you know Jack's daddy, you will hear Tom. And he's from up north, and he's got this cool voice, and he's, "Good hit, Jack!" As soon as Jack heard that, guess what? Boom, he's off and running the bases. You know what Tom did? He blessed his son. Amen. Now, fathers, let me tell you what. You got to be there to bless there. Amen. Well, don't tell me you can't be there. You know what some of y'all, the reason you're not there is because you don't know what's important. Amen. If you think people that are lifting you up in life are going to be there at your funeral, you crazy. Which is some of you have given your whole life to a corporation that won't remember your name the day after they delete you off their books. They won't even know you were there. They say, "You remember so-and-so?" "Well, we don't remember him. He doesn't work here anymore." But you know what? My son, my daughter, Elizabeth, they'll probably be there at my funeral. And I hope Elizabeth will cry at least for a couple hours just to make a good show of it. You know? Y'all watch who she marries next, though. Look at here. Yeah, who knows? But that's my closest people to bless. Which is, I'm supposed to bless them before I bless you. Now check it out. And people used to get mad at that. I remember I had a woman at the ballpark skin me one time. "Well, Pastor Anders, you said you couldn't see me. You had an appointment, and here you are at the ballpark." I said, "This was my appointment." Amen. And she goes, "Well, what about me?" I said, "You've already screwed your family up. Why should I screw mine up?" She said, "I'm leaving the church." I said, "Hallelujah." Watch this. Here's why there's so many messed up pastors' families. The church wanted the pastors to screw up their family. Amen. But guess what? We can't bring a blessing if we ain't living a blessing. Principle still applies. Well, guess what I taught? And guess who wore me out over this? Wore me out. Was Ms. Aileen Pinkerton. She was 80-something years old. And guess what she did? We had her talk. She wouldn't preach, so we had her talk for Mother's Day. She could talk, but she didn't believe in preaching, so she talked. But she really preached. It's the third or fourth service by then. It's Mother's Day. Remember this? And Miss Pink was going along in the text like she should, but then all of a sudden she paused. I'm sitting about where Elizabeth is, and she points her finger. And I noticed it is aiming at me. I've been here about 2.5 years or so, and she said, "Pastor Steve, you are a poor example of what it means to be a father who stays at home." I'm like, "Miss Pink, couldn't we have had this conversation like after worship?" You know, I don't call you all out individually like that, do I? Y'all are getting nervous now, aren't you? Look at there. No, I don't. But watch this. It was of God. Everybody, it was God. She said, "Steve, you work all the time, and you're setting an example to this congregation that it's okay for a father and a husband to just work all the time." And she said, "It's not." You know, and it's kind of hard to get, you know, mad at an 80-year-old grandmother. You know what she was speaking? And that'll set you what? Free. I'm glad she corrected my life. You know what? She made sure that I knew I better be there because that was going to be the blessing. And Larry, we were there for a few summers, weren't we? Stretched out with our flip-flops on during the All-Star game as dust blew by us. And it never failed when my kids were playing Little League baseball. It was always smooth water at the lake. The Lord would always do that. Just remind me, you could have been at the lake. And I sat there the whole time, Lord, take the desire for Blake to play baseball away from him. But it didn't work. It didn't work. You know where I learned how to be there? My dad was there. My dad didn't have the luxury of playing sports when he grew up. He worked since he was 6 years old. Literally worked. And so he didn't know anything about football, but guess what he was? He was there. And every Friday night, I looked over there and I saw this reeled together, bald-headed man with his arms folded with great dignity going, there's my boy. And my senior year, I didn't realize till later in life what a blessing I had, because he didn't know anything about playing the piccolo either. In my senior year playing football, my dad had some different kind of children, man. They were opposite. They weren't just alike, and he blessed them all. There I am playing defensive football, Klein, and my brother's playing the piccolo. It ain't even a full flute. You know, at least I could have said it was like Jethro Tull. No, I'm talking piccolo, like Revolutionary War. You know, Yankee Doodle Dandle, you know, like this. Because see, but my father knew how to do the second thing. Fathers, if you're going to be a blessing and you're going to be a blesser, you got to be there and speak the positive that God gives you when you're there. See, not this, not son, you struck out. But son, you leveling your bat out. Eventually, it's going to make contact. But daddy, I struck out. I know you did today, but tomorrow you won't. Speak hope and blessing into them. I see a lot of fathers, man, critical of their children, especially on these ball fields. Used to turn my stomach. I'm going to preach just a minute. I know of about 5 professional ball players that have come out in Warren County in about 70 years. This is not a high athletic place of pro athletes. It's not Florida. It's not Texas. But we go crazy over things that don't last very long. Crazy. Never will forget, I was coaching Pee Wee football, and I just finished playing college football. And I loved Jesus, but I wasn't totally understanding how he wanted me to conduct myself at that moment of time. It's a third grader, 8-year-old, and this little skinny, scrawny father comes out and cusses this kid. I mean, cusses this kid. His kid was scared, and I wish I'd behave myself a little bit better. But the next thing I know is I had a skinny father suspended in the air. Now, hold on. That's not good. No. Wrong approach. Okay? Right heart, wrong approach. But I'd lost it to the point that I was about to get into the same kind of situation he was doing to his kid, because he was taking his kid apart. Fine. I mean, I didn't do anything. I sat him down. I said, listen, sir, this is the child who's never played football and who has an extreme DNA deficit caused by you. You see, this father couldn't be a blessing because he was trying to live his life through his son. Fathers, I want to tell you, now listen, our job, this is really gross. Don't make your children like you. Ah. Allow your children to be who God wants them to be. I want my children to be everything God made them to be. Guess what? God gave my kids some stuff he didn't give me. I mean, Clayson can take calculus. I can't even spell calculus. But God gave her that. I say, praise God. Now, he got that from her mother's reflection. But you didn't even get that much like she got, did you? That's God's blessing to what? Her. Our job is to fan into flame the what? Blessing. No matter what that blessing is. And some of you men say, yeah, it's easy for you. Your kid was an athlete. Hey, if your kid's a piano player, bless them. They may become a country singer and make millions of dollars and be able to walk at age 40. Have you seen singers? They walk like this at 50. If you see no athletes, they walk like this at 50. God calls us all to do different things. I want to tell you, fathers, none of them better than the other. Find what God has given your child and be the blessing to it. Make sense? The blessing to it. Oh, and by the way, when the blessing comes to fruition, you know what I mean? When it blossoms, may Jesus Christ receive the glory for that. You know, not you, but Jesus. May the Lord bless them and show them. Isn't that cool? Here's the third thing, man. You ready? You ready? God wants you to, He wants you to be there. He wants you to be there. He wants you to give blessing there. And He wants you to protect. Fathers need to protect their children in a real way. Now, fathers, this is going to bother some of y'all. You know how you need to protect your children? Give them what they need and not what they want. You know one reason there's so many divorces? You fathers created them. You made it impossible for their husband with daughters. Because what'd you do? What'd you do as their father? You gave them everything they wanted at every whim they wanted it. And now, what do they want from their husbands? Everything. Young dude can't do that. Young dude can't do that unless he's a drug dealer and he ain't going to be there long. That's a short career. Usually ended in death or in imprisonment. See, anything quick never lasts. Ah. Things that last for eternity are real blessed. Protect. You ready? It's going to help y'all, but it's going to hurt. Some of the greatest blessings that come out of a father's mouth to protect their children are this crazy word that we're allergic to in the 21st century. You ready? Guess what it is? No! And if you have a male adolescent child, they're going to go, Dad, you just don't understand, man. You ain't in the groove. You ain't cool. They'll swagger off like kids, you know. Huh? Amen. You don't get it. Amen. No, I get it. No! Amen. If you have an adolescent daughter and you tell them no, what are you going to get? They're going to blow at you. I don't like you, Daddy. You don't understand me. Of course I don't understand you. Nor do I want to. No. But I understand what I've been called to do. Protect you. No. You're not going out with that dude under my watch. Now, when you get out from under my watch, if you ain't got enough sense to know, that's a bad deal. And I'll be there to pick up the pieces when it's all over. But that's a bad deal. But under my watch, what? No. I guess what? I'm finished. That could be the most gifting thing you've received this Father's Day. Years from birth to 18, parents, guess what? We're in intensive parenting. True, Dale? I mean, we're there, you know, all kinds of stuff. But guess what? If you don't have it socked into them by the time they're 18, don't try to make up ground when they're adults. You got to cast a blessing while you're getting. A lot of y'all got a lot of these men speak into their hearts. But when they become an adult, guess what they are? Adult, aren't they, brother? They're on their ride. You know what my dad did? He prepared me to leave at 18. Because he knew I was going to leave at 18 even when I wasn't aware of that. Because my dad always stayed in a position of blessing. And he said, I want to bless you, son. So the best way I can bless you is I got to teach you how to get it on your own. Because you know what? Back then we didn't have this setup that you could live with your parents till you were 35 and be recognized as a significant human being. By the way, other significant human beings don't recognize that today. Just want to let you know. The only people that are honored by people like that are other people who are in their underwear in their basement on the same blog sites. It's a very small group of people, and then there's this thing called the world. And it's made up of responsible men and women that are actually making a difference for the Lord Jesus Christ. And let me just tell you something that nauseates me, is when men use the Spirit of God as an excuse for their disobedience. That's even more nauseating. Just tell the world you're a straight wimp. Don't be a Jesus wimp. Just say, I'm straight out. And I'm going to give you the greatest gift my father gave to me. Say, what do you mean by blessing? Here's the greatest blessing my daddy gave to me, and I'll end on this. When I was a young man, I got to play baseball. It was a weird time back then. Watch this. I'm going to blow you guys away. Some of y'all remember this. Klein, you remember this. You had to make the team. Do y'all remember? None of y'all remember that, but you had to make the baseball team. Brandon, they cut you back in my day. I mean, to be on the team was cool. So if you made the team, it's cool. And guess what they did with all the other kids that didn't make it? They looked at him and said, you stink at baseball. And guess what they did? They went and did something else. We didn't give everybody a trophy for doing the wrong thing. So I made the team, but I didn't like the team. They put me in the outfield because I just barely made the team. And guess what was out in the outfield? No action and a lot of bugs. I hate to build it. I mean, bugs. I'm not, some of y'all may think I'm exaggerating. When I was 9 years old, right out here at Detrex Field, there were grasshoppers that were a pound and a half by July the 10th. They were, I mean, it was like I was fighting Star Trek before Star Trek was written. Star Wars or whatever it was. I mean, they'd fly by with big wings, and I'm up there battling them. In fact, my dad's got a picture. The batter's up, and my back's turned to the batter because I'm out here swatting bugs. I did not like baseball, but I'm going to tell you what, Southland Pool had just been built. It's really cool. You know what I'm talking about, Southland Pool out here, right off Southland Pool been built. We drove by there to go to this hot baseball field. So after one of the games that I sat out there and combated grasshoppers all day long, got sweat bees away from me, I had a great idea. I slid into that green Impala of my dad with no air conditioning. My dad believed in a green, we didn't have air conditioning in the car. Can y'all imagine that? How did humans survive with these tragedies that went on? You know how we air conditioned the car? We'd like dogs. We rolled down the window and just stuck your nose out on the way. So I get in the car. I mean, it's hot. It's one of them humid, hot days. I mean, it just feels awful. And you know what? That swimming pool looked like a better idea than that baseball field to me. So I was feeling called to the swim team. I said, Daddy, we need to be done with this baseball. I'm tired of it. And I'm not going to play it anymore. Let's quit today. I thought I had an ingenious idea because my dad, he was a bald man. BJ, there's nothing wrong with that, BJ. I'm not preaching against baldness. That happens. It's in the Bible. And I ain't making fun of you because them boys died and the Bible made fun of that bald-headed prophet, all right? So imagine what God would do if you make fun of a bald-headed praise leader. And so sweat pouring down my daddy's head, you know. And I thought, man, if there's a time to tell him, it's now. Daddy, we're going to quit. And guess what he said? He said, you never have to play again after this year. But you're going to finish every last moment of this. Mortified me. He was not thinking about my feelings. I said, what about those grasshoppers out there? He said, they'll bite you. I said, Dad, why they got me at the outfield? He said, because you're not very good. He said, you want to know why you're not very good? I said, no, why you think? He said, because you don't pay attention. What's my dad doing? No, he's telling me the truth. That's why I wasn't very good, because I don't pay attention. Elizabeth, why we've had some difficulties in our marriage? Because I don't pay attention. Come on, I can be honest with myself. Some of y'all in here don't pay attention either. You want me to tell you who you are? No, I won't. I won't be like Miss Pink. I'm going to be nice. I heard some of you go, is it me? Probably is if you're asking. All right, look at here. Now, check us out. He wouldn't let me quit. My father, and I told him this at 8 o'clock, he's here at 8 o'clock. The greatest gift I've ever received in my life was from my father when I was 9 years old, when he would not let me quit baseball when it was just irritating me to no end. Because guess what he taught me? That day he put a blessing in my life that was permanent. Because you know what? There were times, and there have been times, there'll probably be some more times. Man, Elizabeth just really did. She had grasshoppers on her. And I was out in the outfield again. We weren't that happy. But guess what I'd been blessed with in my life? You finish. That's turned out a lot better than if we'd have done the other. There were times I loved my kids, but I haven't liked them all the time. There are times they irritated me. Larry, even though you got one of them sitting there, you ever had your children irritate you? Yeah. Have you ever had some times you just felt like, man, I'd like to go somewhere for about 5 weeks, and I'll come back later on. They're irritating me right now. See, my father put a blessing in my life to finish no matter what. So fathers, you got my groove today. The Lord Jesus Christ loves you so much, he wants to bless you. Now take the blessing that God's given you, pour it into your wife, into your children, especially like BJ right now, baby man. You're in that concentrate time, you know what I mean? They're going to be 18, amen? What are you kids doing when they're 18? So y'all parents got to start setting the goal right now. You are not staying here. God has a purpose for your life. God expects you to do wonderful things. So I remember my dad asked me, he said, I was in the law office in the library. I'm 16 years old. Y'all don't understand how incredibly cool I was at 16 year old. Nobody, they haven't made that kind of cool since. I mean, it's kind of a once in a moment for a century of cool. In my own mind, I was that cool. My dad looked at me and he said, son, what do you plan on doing with your life other than chasing girls and driving fast cars and playing football? I said, if I can make a living at that right there, then I realized I'd be a politician. And, here's the thing, man. My dad said, you got to find your purpose. Eventually, God showed me my purpose. But it's because I had a dad that would not let me quit because he wanted to be the blesser that God had made him to be. So happy Father's Day. I'm calling you guys out to bless. Amen. First mama, your wife, and then daddies, be a blessing to your children. Here's the greatest thing as a father I think you can see. It's the greatest gift is that you see your children bless their children. So it's not about control. It's about delivering a blessing. Amen. Y'all been great today, man. Let's stand up. God is in the house. God is in the house. Y'all been more wonderful. Me and some of you today, for the first time, God's convinced you that you need to be saved. Women, same thing. You may have gone, hey, I need to get that blessing. From who? From Jesus. Now listen, you can't sin enough for God to not love you. But there comes a time you ought to get tired of sinning enough. And you say, Lord Jesus, I need to be forgiven. In recovery language, we call it this. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Well, once you get there, then guess what you say? Lord Jesus, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. And today, I'd like to be remade by the grace of Jesus. Lord Jesus, will you forgive me for all my sin? Guess what Jesus will say? Yes, you know why? Because ultimately, the ultimate blesser is the Father who art in heaven. He wants to bless you. So many people grow up with a God of curse. But he's a God of bless. Blessed are those who say, Lord Jesus, here I am. I'm a sinner. I need to repent. I need to receive. I need to be filled with grace. Here I am, Lord, a sinner. Save me. Guess what God will do? Save you. Men, today I've told you about obedience. Some of you need to be baptized. You haven't got it taken care of yet. Let's get that taken care of this summer. Amen. Let's get it taken out so when the new school year coming, you can look at that child and say, I'm lined up with God. And now I'm going to send you the blessings that God's going to pour through me to you. Man, I'm just telling you the truth. I'm not here to be politically in the groove. Here's why. Does not work. Doesn't work. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Some of y'all are smart enough to know that we're in some dangerous times because we haven't been a blessing. We've done what felt good in the moment instead of what blessed for the long term, for eternity. Receive Jesus. Frank, it works, doesn't it? Your baptism's still holding up, isn't it? Because it was from heaven. So let Jesus have your life. Come be faithful in baptism. Man, if your daddy's with you today, you a child, I thank God for my two children, Blake and Clacy. Elizabeth and I have been blessed. We blessed God, saw fit to give us two children of our own. But guess what? We've had a lot of other children along the way that we've gotten to bless that have just come by the house or rode on the boat. Men, I just think if we started blessing a lot more than cursing, we'd see a whole world change. I believe this. The world has changed a household at a time. And so may God start in your household his ways. And then for too long, you got nations that have surrendered to what? Who Christ is. That starts a household at a time. So you check on you first. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, draw those to grace that need to be drawn. Oh, Jesus. Speak to the hearts of men and women that don't have a relationship with you right now. Show them they have nothing to fear, but they have everything to receive. God, forgive us when we quit. Because you said it is finished. Oh God, forgive us when we use everything else instead of repentance to correct our ways. Lord Jesus, come into my life, forgive me of my sin. If that's you today, let him come in. Let him continue to draw that grace into your heart. If you need to be baptized, come and let's let the pastors know about that today. If you need to come up here today and just pray, dear God, make me the blessing. Watch this. This is a cool prayer. Look at me, guys. This is a cool prayer. Make me the blessing you've already designed me to be. Isn't that neat? God, if you will, pre-engineered you to bless your daddy. So come and let God speak his blessing into you. In the name of Jesus, this altar is open. Do not forsake it. Do not turn away. But come and be obedient to Christ. And watch how your life will change and turn toward heaven in all things. Come on right now. Come on, guys. From the balcony. From the floor. Come on, let God have his way. Let God have salvation in you. Come on, people being saved right now. Listen, it don't matter if it's your first time, your 100th time. It doesn't matter. It's the right time to do what God asked us to do today, right now. It's the right time, right now. Let God have his way right now. Thank you, church. Thank you. Come on. Come on, young families. Get up here and get it right. I get to the altar. Expecting daddies. Get to the altar. Come on. Come on.